absolutely stunning. That was Salvation by the House Gospel Choir, taken from their 2020 album Required, which features some of the biggest producers in dance music. In fact, House Gospel Choir have announced details of their Love is the Message UK tour, with five very special dates in London, Birmingham, Bristol, Liverpool and Manchester throughout December. And I'm joined on Zoom by Natalie Maddox, who's the founder and creative director of the House Gospel Choir. In what voices? That was amazing, Natalie. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much.
Natalie, when did you first discover your love for music? Was it a particular artist, or was it, music that your parents played? What was it for you?
I think I grew up in a really musical house. My brothers and sisters all loved music. So, it was just always there. And our family parties and gatherings, just there was always a soundtrack of some kind. So, yeah, always been around music, loved music. I think Mariah Carey might be the reason I like singing so much. Mariah or Whitney, yeah.
How did you first sort of get involved in music? Was it something you studied, or something? Did you join a band?
I mean, I was always involved in like after school projects as a kid. And when I got to school, I studied music there. But I was just encouraged to be quite studious and serious. So after a while, the only place I got to experience music was either singing at church or raving, to be fair, and going to concerts.
Now, House Gospel Choir, you're mixing gospel with house music. Was that something you suddenly just thought of one day and went, that's something I'm going to put together?
In a nutshell, yes, but there is a long history of gospel vocalists singing house music songs from its very inception. So I think the link between the two is a really obvious one for me. But I love being around people. I love singing with people. I love enjoying life with people. So a choir is just something that I've always enjoyed being part of. And I just thought, what if our choir sings house music and sings these songs that are uplifting and carry the same messages of faith and, you know, perseverance and optimism, without necessarily having to sing a church song or a religious song.
And do you think that reaches a bigger audience, that you get more people involved?
I mean, maybe churches would disagree. I think our reach gets to spaces that maybe church choirs and traditional gospel choirs don't have an opportunity to be part of. So we do a lot of festivals, we perform in like really big venues, and I think we're able to reach a different audience that maybe wouldn't go to church or wouldn't be able to experience a choir in any other forum. So I think our reach is different. We do have a lot of people that, you know, are practicing Christians, and all different faiths come through our choir, and we do perform in churches from time to time as well. So yeah, it's a bit of a balance. I think we just reach a slightly different audience.
And when you've done a gig, I would suspect you have a lot of people maybe come up to you afterwards and say they've had some possibly spiritual experiences. You must get that when people have come to see you.
We do. I think a lot of people come for a rave and a good time and sing some classic house songs, and then they realise actually the message, the way we're expressing and communicating the message of, say, a song like Gypsy Woman, which is, I mean, everybody knows la-da-dee, la-da-da. Yeah. But the actual lyrics, she's singing about a homeless woman on the street, and that the messaging inside of that is so much deeper than just the chorus, you know? So I think the way we sing it, the way we kind of frame it, gives people an opportunity to understand it in a new way. And they're like, oh, wow, that's hit me differently than it ever has before. So, yeah, there's definitely some conversions to the House Gospel Choir message, absolutely.
And what does faith bring to your life, Natalie?
For me personally, faith is about your individual relationship with God and how you practice that, or the higher spirit. How, you know, there's so many different ways of acknowledging the existence of a higher power. And so it's kind of just how I have a conversation and how I move forward in life. I think just relying on the answers that like day-to-day life provide isn't always enough to guide us forward. So you have to appeal to something higher sometimes. And, you know, for me, it's through prayer. For me, it's through meditation and affirmations. And for someone else, it might be in a different way. So faith is just how you as an individual connect to that guiding force.
How many singers are in the choir at any one time?
So this term, so we run weekly sessions in London. This term we have 100 members. Yeah. The most I've ever been able to fit on stage is probably about 30 or 40. And there's like a core choir that go and do all the gigs, and it's maybe 12 to 15 people. Hmm. So there's a lot of people in our network, and we love singing together every week.
So how do you put songs together? Is there a group of you that write? How do you do the harmonies? It must be quite complicated with all the different voices.
Yeah, it can be, but we have really great musical directors. Our DJ and producer, DJ Harrison, is our musical director. I'm a songwriter as well, so we create original songs as well as doing covers. Yeah. And, you know, in the early days, we were just figuring it out. It was all guesswork. It was all done by ear. It was just me and a group of friends in a room in Hackney trying to figure out the harmonies to Beautiful People. And as we've gone on, we've been able to work with really, really great musicians and musical directors to help us shape the sound of the choir. Our choir director, Daniel Thomas, is really instrumental in making sure that we are getting the notes right. And he has a really old school way of teaching the choir. So as much as it's fun, it is work.
Yeah.
But yeah, we play by ear for the most part.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are rehearsals like? Are they fun, or are people laughing, or it's like, really be fun. Quiet at the back.
Yeah, no, I think, you couldn't get them to be quiet if you tried. Like, it's all adults, it's all good fun. And I think when it's time to really focus in, the choir director is in charge of making sure people are listening and learning. Mm. And they come to that experience ready to learn as well. So, and then afterwards we perform it and it's lots of fun. So, yeah.
Now, you guys have worked with Emily Sondé, Beverly Knight, who I absolutely love, Gregory Porter, Tom Jones, Kylie Minogue, Nile Rodgers. There's so many people that you've worked with, which must be incredible. Who was the first sort of famous person that you worked with, and what was that like?
I think it was Labyrinth.
Mm.
Was probably the first artist we collaborated with.
Yeah.
And then for the Jules Holland show. And then quite quickly after that, it was probably... maybe Kylie next?
Mm.
I'm not sure. My memory is like all a bit fuzzy. It's been 10 years,
yeah.
Michelle. And it's been an amazing journey so far.
Mm.
So, but working with Kylie was amazing. And we're on her latest album as well.
Oh, wow.
Hold On To Now.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
We got to do the vocal arranging and the choir parts for that, which was it's always a blessing.
That's amazing. I have seen Kylie actually years ago, and I'm 5'1" as well, but she's about the size of my leg. she looks like a perfect model. She is. She's 5'1", but she's very, very tiny. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. When you're creating music and you're writing original music, I ask this question to quite a lot of musicians, and a lot of musicians, all different musicians, from people who've got faith and people who haven't, but they've all said, more or less nearly everyone has said yes, do you ever feel that a song comes through you from the universe onto the page where you go, where did that come from? And because of your faith, do you feel sometimes that you are gifted a song through God?
Yes, is the simple answer to that, because I think it's there's so many incredible instances and things that have happened in my life that I'm like, how did that happen? I'm not in charge of that. I'm not in control of that. So the existence of God for me, like, it's undeniable. But a lot of our songwriting comes from conversation, and then we allow space for, we leave room in the studio or in the writing room for God to just kind of come and kind of have some input into the message. But it's always about something we tend to be going through as songwriters, or maybe a message that we think people would need to hear it at a time.
Now, you've got five very special dates in December and a chance for people to experience House Gospel Choir. It's going to kick off in London on the 13th of December at London's O2 Forum, Kentish Town. What can people expect on the night?
Oh, a really good time. It's like church meets the club and back again. You know, it's like having a great Saturday night out and then also being able to go to church in the morning. So the overall show, it's so uplifting. It's so fun. Be prepared to dance and sing along. We've been doing it for 10 years. It's our 10th Christmas show. So it's going to be, I think this is the biggest one yet. So we're really going for it in terms of production and staging and everything. So you're going to have a great time, and you're going to hear songs you know, and you're going to hear some new songs that you will love.
What's your favourite song you think you've ever written? I'm going to be ending the interview on Angels, which is a brand new track, but what's your particular favourite?
At the moment, honestly, it's Angels. I lost my mum 8 years ago now. After conversations with the choir and the producers we were working with, we realised like people don't write about that experience of loss enough and how that feels. But rather than it just being like a sad song, it's also an opportunity to celebrate the fact that they're always with us in some way. Also, like, just to celebrate generally the life of the people you love. So Angels at the moment is 100% my favourite. Harmony, to me, it really is the sound of peace. So people getting together and finding where they fit in is really important as well. So, yeah, it's the most amazing group of people.
I'm going to end the interview with this incredible track. This is called Angels. Thank you ever so much for talking to us today, and have a great lot of gigs.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Natalie. Cheers.
Bye.
Angels watching over me.
Watching over me. I had a dream that you were here. When I woke up, you were gone. I try to trace the memory of your face before it fades into the dawn.